Hi, and welcome to Hungry for Growth. I'm Nandu Avatramani, a growth coach and business advisor to restaurant owners and a friend on your journey, who'll share the truth on what it takes to grow a restaurant business in this competitive industry. I share stories, tips, techniques, what worked, what didn't work. Basically, everything I learned in my 25 years in the hospitality industry. This podcast is here to ease your way, help you grow faster, stress less, and let's face it, make more money. Welcome to the first episode of Hungry for Growth. I am excited you're here. In this episode, I'm going to talk about how to overcome making bad decisions. And the reason I bring that up is so that we can reduce the number of bad decisions. I mean, first of all, we're all human and we all make not so good decisions and we do the best we can with the information we have at hand. But reducing bad decisions is how you get to where you want to go faster in your restaurant business. I have a specific take on this I'd like to share today so you can reduce those decisions that end up slowing your business or even taking away from your growth. I'll be sharing a process that helped and some of my story in this episode. Now, some of the examples I'm going to talk about today occurred when I was 22 years old, I was a really young kid, and I was just starting my restaurant business. But these stories are a really clear example of what I want to share with you today. And it's helpful to know regardless of what stage of business you're at, and it works because I still see this in my growth coaching practice with my clients. So let's dive in.
As I was growing my business, I took some really bad decisions. As I was working in it, toiling at it, the desire to want to grow it, to be good at it, I decided to do things that weren't necessarily best for my business. And I want to talk about it today because it's important that I share this with you, so that you don't end up taking those bad decisions like I did. What's more important than the decisions that I took that I'm about to share with you is why I took it. And it's that why that is so common amongst so many of us that motivates us to take these bad decisions. And so I want to make you aware of these motivations that I had. And hopefully, once you're aware of it, you won't take these bad decisions and actually take better decisions for your business. As I was growing my business, I focused a lot on I need to open more locations. I need more stores. I need what is in the eye of the people so that I look like successful. I look smart and that I can do things. And that I am capable, and that I think about things, and I know how to do business, and that I am worthy. And so my whole focus was about growing locations and stores, because other people could see it, and that would improve my reputation, and that would make me feel good and worthy. So what did I do? So what type of decisions did I take that were not good for business? I overlooked and shut my eyes to things that were not good for my employees. I ignored what was good for them at the cost of growth.
And I focused on the growth of and opening more stores at the cost of my employees. Now, my employees were treated well. They were paid well. They were given benefits, perks. But that was just the basics. There was a lot more that I could have done to treat my employees better in terms of valuing who they were as a whole person and giving them opportunities in training, in self-development, professional development, over and above just the basics. But I focused more on growth, and the funds went towards growth of opening more stores than putting back into my employees.
Top-line revenue and trying to make money after all the costs were more important so that I could keep opening more locations than to take care of my employees. My motive, stemming from my desire to improve my reputation and feel worthy, capable, good enough, smart enough, trumped, shadowed, overshadowed what was also good for my employees. Other areas that I took bad decisions in were, I didn't focus on cash flow. I didn't focus on profit. I just focused on top line growth, revenues. I didn't focus on cash flow and profit because I was lucky to have been funded by my father, who, till a certain extent, was okay to fund my business if I needed more money. And so I ignored the basics of business, which is business needs to be profitable and then scalable. I didn't focus on my cash and profit of the business. I had no idea how to do it. I just knew that I needed to make, you know, good food, good service, good quality. You know, as long as my customers liked it and kept coming back and the top line revenues were looking decent, I could keep opening more locations. But I really didn't know how to make a profit or overlook my cash flow. And then I did have the funding and the backing of my father, which kind of worked against me, because it made me lazy to not want to learn faster. And I should have learned. I should have learned that it's important that I learn, keep learning. And I needed to learn. It was really important that I needed to learn how to make a profit in the business, because you need your business to be profitable before it's scalable. It is one of the fundamental imperative things one needs to do before they grow their business. But I was hungry for status, reputation, because I was lacking it somewhere else. I was lacking it at home. I didn't feel recognized or appreciated. And so I looked for it somewhere else. So I just focused on increasing sales. As long as my operations were good, and anything else that people could see that was in people's eyes, I focused on. But none of those things were really good for business. They were not healthy for the business. And till I didn't learn that lesson, I kept repeating those same mistakes. So guess what? I kept scaling my bad mistakes with every location that I opened till I figured it out. I learned that I need to treat my employees like human beings before employees, and to feel for them and be compassionate to their needs and desires of wanting to grow as much as I wanted to grow my business. I learned that I need to be really good at financial planning, P&L, making the P&L and understanding and how to read it and assess it and tweak it and fine-tune it to hone in on where I could cut costs faster without affecting my quality. And I needed to get really good at standardizing my operations. I learned that I needed to get really good at the mechanics of this business. I had to learn how to market my business better, how to listen to my customers and then take their recommendations and incorporate it in every aspect of my company, from menu design to where to open next, to many other smaller things. Because it was the customers, because we were servicing these customers and it was our duty to listen to them and to incorporate their suggestions and advice in order to tweak and improve my business so I could serve them better. And of course, that made a difference to the top line, right? And I had to learn how to rest. I had to learn how to not sweat away for 80, 90 hours a week and learn how to do all of that in a less shorter amount of time, but get better at it. These were just some of the things I had to learn. And when I did, those bad decisions stopped. There was this satisfaction that I felt when my employees smiled and felt great about themselves and proud of themselves and looked at themselves with healthy pride. And there was a satisfaction when I saw my P&L and I saw profits as well as growth. It felt more confident to want to go out and open more stores, but with a stronger foundation. And we became a customer-facing company because we opened our ears to listen and heard them. And I felt more satisfied as a human being. And I was just not this person amongst millions of others who are trying to climb this social status reputation ladder just to find myself, to feel worthy. In the following podcast, I'll be sharing a lot more about bad decisions and good decisions I've taken as I was really hungry for growth and wanted to grow my restaurant business. I'll be going deeper into certain parts of the business so you gain a full understanding of how all the pieces connect together and can connect together in a way that's beneficial to our customers, to our employees, and to ourselves.
For now, I just want you to take a walk and think about the one, two bad decisions you've made and think about what motivated you to make those bad decisions. I would love to hear from you. Write in, tell me what you'd like to hear about or listen to. Till the next time, thanks for listening to Hungry for Growth.